And I ask the congregation to rise for a moment of prayer. We share the prayers as they're printed for us this morning on page 13. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, you have taught us through your word that the pursuit of a self-centered and complacent faith is not what you have intended for us. Rather, you call us to walk in your will and ways for furthering of your kingdom and the loving of our neighbors. We praise you for your wisdom, Lord. You know our struggles and our weaknesses and how easily we are deterred from your will. Empower us to have a life focused on faith, love, care for others, endurance, and joy in you. Lord God, Jesus taught us that there is no eternal value in placing the pursuit of riches as the priority of our life, as it leads to a path of separation from you. Strengthen our faith, Lord. Teach us to rely on you rather than our own pursuits and interests. Strengthen us through the work of your Spirit in us. Grant that those whom you have called and placed as overseers and leaders in your places of worship may faithfully fulfill the calling in which you have placed them, and that they may speak your word with confidence. Grant that each person in every vocation serve you and others in your name all the days of their life. And Lord God, let the cries of all in need come before you. Today we think of those people that are not able to be with us, that are counting on you for piecing them together, the good and the not so good pieces in their life. Lord, today we pray for those whose life hangs in the balance, that are ready for you to take them home, for Ruth and Larry as they wait for that day to meet you face to face. Be with them, Lord, guide them, and be with the families as they gather and say their goodbyes and have precious time together. Lord, we pray for those who are recovering from illness in our congregation today, especially for Laura, Mike, and Diane. Be with them, Lord. And Lord, today we also uplift Clara. With thanksgiving, we present her to you. We thank you for the surgery, and for all the ways that you are at work in her life, and pray for protection and for full restoration for her in the days and weeks ahead. Lord, we also pray for those we named today, for David, Lisa, Christina, Dave, Kyla, Daryl and Janine, Cole, Libby, Nicole, Michael, Jen and Gabriel, Bernice, Bruce and Kathy, Spencer, Riley, Betty, Courtney, Steve, Bev, Tim and Raina, Melody and Brad, that you would protect their hearts as they wait for the gift of an extension of their family, for Bob, John and Holly, and for Kai. Lord, we also pray that you'd be with Alicia this week as she has a surgery, and that you'd protect her and keep her safe. By your merciful goodness, grant healing to their bodies and peace to their souls. Comfort and support all who are burdened and sorrowful, that in all their sadness, faith may remain firm. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.